McHenry County, along with Lake County, Kane County, all of Chicagoland, experiencing some pretty heavy rain today.
Yeah, Anita Padilla from Fox has been out there all week long. Just talking to Anita off the air and telling me about the residents and a new concern about this latest wave of rain. How's it? Is it raining hard? And what are residents saying up there, Anita?
Well, you know, they're very worried because they were hoping to get a little bit of reprieve. This water, especially from the Fox River, you know they live along the river and there's always the potential, but nobody ever likes to deal with the damage and then the concerns of, you know, the insurance and all of that. So they're hoping that they can, you know, get out of this with not too much flooding. But the bottom line is they've got water in their basement, several homeowners, and according to the fire chief, they've got about 30 to 50 homes on the Fox River that they're keeping a close watch on. They're not doing evacuations yet. And, you know, you asked me about that before, of whether or not if they decided to do something like that, would you have to go? You don't have to go, but they're hoping that if they did evacuate, and although they are urging people to find somewhere else to stay while this is underway, a lot of people aren't listening to that. But, if you have to go, they would like you to. But, you know, because it causes problems for police because they're trying to help you and they're trying to help other areas. But I was just talking to one homeowner and he said, you know, we hope that Sunday, you know, we can get through Sunday, we'll be okay. But, you know, they know that that water from the north is coming down and it's all going to trickle down and it's going to add to the water that they're already having here. So
how many of the residents that you've talked to, Anita Padilla, she's from Fox Chicago and joining us here on Double the Odds. How many of the residents have been through this previously? Because we have two major floods in the last 15 years.
Well, you know, a lot of them, and they've experienced this. They know what the deal is. They know, like I said, they bought this, you know, they live right along the river. They know there's always the potential for something like that to happen. So they know what they have to do, and they start seeing the water start to crest. They start to get the furniture out of the basement. But, you know, when it starts to come in, you're doing the best you can. And this one resident was just over at the car before you came to me, and he was saying that his pump isn't working for some reason. He doesn't know why. Isn't that the worst feeling? And it always seems to break down when you need it to work the most. And that poor guy, I feel bad for him. So he's going to try to get somebody out to fix it, hopefully, so he doesn't have more water coming in the basement.
Yeah. Anita, thank you very much for joining us. I know you got to jump to get on the TV. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Anita Padilla from Fox Chicago.
She says this is the fourth day of not wearing good shoes.
Yeah, I would leave the good shoes at home. McHenry County Chairman Jack Franks joins us now on WDLS, former Democratic legislator for many years, now the chairman of McHenry County. Jack, good morning. Are you happy with the governor's response? There was some complaining that the governor was too late and brought too little last week. I know you have ongoing issues this morning, but let's talk from a political angle. Were you happy with the governor's response in McHenry County?
I'm grateful to the governor for his quick reaction to this event. I signed a disaster proclamation on Friday, and he followed up with a state-level declaration just a few hours later, and then he came to Algonquin on Friday to see how the state can help. And when he was there, he told me he'd come back if needed. So I'm very happy with the governor's response.
Chairman Franks, all this flooding, and I mean, we know that it's, you know, seldom does it rain 10 inches in an overnight. What about infrastructure and storm and sewer and things like that? Is there anything that can be looked at here? Is just this one of those freak of nature deals?
Yeah, well, it is a freak of nature, and I'm sorry to say that we're nowhere near out of the woods yet. Now, as of yesterday, the floodwaters were beginning to recede in some of the affected areas, but even under ideal circumstances, the flooding won't be gone for some time, and then the affected communities will have to deal with the cleanup, and it's going to be an ongoing problem, because right now I'm in Marengo, and I'm looking out my window, and there's a lot more rain, so this could be dragged out longer or even getting worse.
I guess you had a nasty explosion in Marengo recently as well.
Yeah, I can't tell you how proud I am of our first responders and our emergency management. 6 weeks ago, we had 51 homes damaged in Marengo with a huge explosion. Luckily, there was no loss of life. And we've just been very fortunate here with our emergency management folks who know what they're doing. And I'm keeping out of their way, and I'm listening to what they have to tell me, and I'm taking their advice. And as a result, I think that the response has been tremendous. So we've already given out over 250,000 sandbags, nearly all of which were filled by local volunteers.
There was a radio, I read a piece in the Daily Herald, I think yesterday, a tribute to kind of a piece saying that a great deal of thanks in McHenry County goes to a local radio announcer who kind of galvanized the community to fill sandbags.
Joe Cicero from Star 105. I'm sorry to talk about your competition.
No, that's okay.
He's a great guy, and he was helping us do this. He was putting it out on social media as well. I was retweeting his stuff, and people have really showed up. It warms your heart to get out there to show what great neighbors we have. The people in McHenry County are extremely tough, and they're extremely compassionate. And I tell you, I'm just so proud of everyone's response.
What about you talk about the home explosion that you had, and you talk about the flooding going on the river. What is your word to people that are affected, not only in your area but all over? When something like this happens, you have to be aware of contractors now that are going to come in and might not be on the up and up. Have you guys seen any of that?
You're 100% right. Be wary of scam artists. Only use local contractors you know. We saw this in Marengo. And what they did in Marengo is they did not issue any traveling salesman permits and licenses. So I'm hoping we'll do the same thing in the county, because I don't want people who are victims getting victimized again. And remember, we've got people, and we heard folks with their pumps not working. These people for the last week have not gotten any sleep. They're trying to protect their homes. They're sandbagging their homes. They're monitoring their pumps. They're tired. So hopefully we'll have more of our volunteers and neighbors go and help these guys.
Finally, I know you're still involved in government, Jack Franks, but not being in the throes of it, do you miss the drama that you just witnessed in Springfield?
Not at all. Not at all. And I think you're going to see a lot more drama, unfortunately. It's gotten way too political. I wish they'd focus more on the people and the policy instead of politics. We'd all be much better off.
You forget you're in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, we can do better, and we need to set our bar higher. And people expect more, and they deserve more than what they're getting out of Springfield.
Well, good luck with this additional rain today, Jack Franks, and thanks for popping on with us.
Thank you very much.
Take care. That's McHenry County Chairman Jack Franks here on WLS.